Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Joe Gruber, talking Savetha girls basketball. Lady Jays with two victories on the season, 2-4 in the Big 7 League, and one of those victories the last time out. Let's just start with that game, Coach. Really good game and good win for your team. Another tight one. You've certainly had a lot of close ones, and another low-scoring one, which you've had several as well. But holding on to beat Hiawatha 29-26 in a game that you were able to get in, unlike most teams last week. Man, a lot of grit. What else impressed you with your girls being able to pull out that win at home?
Yeah, I was glad we were able to get the game in. Our athletic directors did a great job of getting that game scheduled. But yeah, the girls played well, really good defensively. We held a team that can light it up any given night to 26 points, so I'll take that offensively. We did some good things at times when we were under control and strong with the ball. Some other things that we need to keep working on, and we're going to keep getting better at that. But yeah, it was great. We controlled the game for most of the game. We almost led wire to wire, so that was good for the girls confidence-wise, just to be able to know that they can control a game.
You bet. So I broadcasted the game the previous week against Holton that we hadn't had a chance to discuss. You fall in that game 36-23, but it was a lot closer game than maybe that final score indicates. Two things that stood out to me that I wanted to ask you about. One was depth. I mean, you're playing a lot of girls and obviously a lot of young ones, so I wanted to ask you about depth. And then also three-point shooting, at least that night, looked like you had, you know, multiple girls that were able to hit some outside shots, which hopefully can boost the offense a little bit moving forward.
Yeah, our depth, one of our greatest strengths is a lot. We have 10 girls that play regularly, and so that allows us to be more pressured on defense, exert more effort on defense and offensively, and we've got fresh bodies coming in. So I think it really shows in the second half, and we're more fresh than the other teams. But, yeah, three-point shooting. Starting off the year, it wasn't great, just a lot of girls that weren't used to taking shots in a varsity game. But we're getting more and more confident, and you can see the girls get more comfortable approaching their shots, which is good to see, and it's going to help us down the road.
Like every other team in the area, your schedule's been adjusted this week, but hopeful to get three games in down at the Burlington Tournament. Not much practice time as you're scheduled now to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, three games in a row, still starting with Silver Lake, the top seed on Thursday. But just how does that, I guess, change your mindset with knowing that you're going to have limited practices and the long bus ride with grinding out three games here now this week?
Yeah, it changes things a little bit. We still got to go play the games. But, yeah, we start out with Silver Lake on Thursday, which is a tough test. Coach Porter does a great job, and those are girls that have played since their freshman year, and it shows in the way that they play. So we're going to play sound defensively, not make mistakes offensively, and we'll compete for all four quarters. And then the games after that, you can have a kind of a scout on the other teams, but it's really just go out and play and do what we do and not really worried about what they do. Just do what we do well, and we'll adjust to the rest of it.
Hopefully some practice time Wednesday. You'll have some extra practice time as well. It looks like next week before playing Silver Lake, hosting them next Friday. So hopefully we get back to something normal here by this time next week. But, Coach, good luck in your three games down at Burlington, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Hey, Coach Joe Gruber of the Savetha Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay Boys basketball next.